This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild continue their three-game road trip with a tilt tonight in Toronto. Minnesota rallied to beat the Sabres in overtime in Buffalo on Saturday 5-4, a much-needed lift for the club.
We needed to go out there and prove it, and you know the guys stuck to the plan of what we wanted to do, and you don't win the game unless the guys are willing to do what it takes and play the game that gives you a chance that night, and they certainly did that.
That's head coach John Hines, whose team is fighting through injuries. Tonight's game will face off at 6:30. The Timberwolves are back in action tomorrow night when they face Utah to wrap up a four-game road trip. Minnesota's 1-2 so far on the trip after losing back-to-back games in Texas. A Friday setback in Houston was followed by a Saturday night loss in San Antonio. The Wolves, in fact, trailed by 25 points at halftime in San Antonio, then rallied to eventually take a late lead. Head coach Chris Finch says while the comeback was impressive, they shouldn't have fallen behind to start.
We've gotten behind a lot in games this year and have come back. You know, it's not a great habit, and we've kind of broken ourselves of that of late, except for the two games here against the Spurs. So we have great confidence that we can do it. Our defense and our rebounding, you know, picks up, and that really helps us. You know, we were great at the rim. Johan, Jaden, you know, even Julius was down there. Those guys were really good. So, I don't know if it's anything specific about this team, but, you know, the key is not to get down.
Tomorrow's game will tip off at 8 o'clock Minnesota time in Salt Lake City. Women's college basketball, the Gophers lost at Washington last night 67-54. In a game they lacked energy, according to head coach Don Plitzewhite. They stay out west and face Oregon on Wednesday and need to get that zip back.
It doesn't get any easier for us, and ball screen defense is going to be crucial in the Oregon game. So, you know, I think ultimately it's not like our kids didn't want to do well. It wasn't from a lack of, I think, prepping to get there. We just have to figure out how to have a lot more energy than we did today, because we certainly didn't have it.
Meanwhile, the Gopher men are at Ohio State tomorrow night. This is M&N Sports.